This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The number of companies going out of business in the state jumped during the second quarter of this year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the latest business filings from the Secretary of State's office.
Business dissolutions went up 27% from a year ago. That's a pretty big increase. But Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says there's good news in the data, too. For instance, business renewals also went up significantly.
There is, you know, a mixed bag that we are seeing. But overall, we remain optimistic.
Griswold says inflation, supply chain issues, and general uncertainty about the economy are weighing on business investments. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos have a new president picked by the team's new owners. Damani Leach has been serving as CEO of NFL International. He replaces Joe Ellis, who stepped down following the league's approval of the new Walton Penner ownership group. Leach brings 25 years of sports executive experience. The Broncos have their first preseason game tomorrow night at home. RTD's Broncos ride service will not run for fans in the metro area this season due to a bus driver shortage, but a game day bus will take fans to the stadium from other Front Range cities, including Colorado Springs. And in school sports, Lamar High School in southeastern Colorado has a new mascot, the Lamar Thunder. The school unveiled the new logo on its indoor basketball court. It's the latest name change to a mascot deemed offensive to indigenous tribes. This is CPR News and KRCC.